listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome to Decorating Tales with the Interior Design Hound on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Cynthia Waldemeyer. Thanks for tuning in to join us today. If you're an artistic hound, you're in for a treat. In case you haven't noticed, we're experiencing another British invasion on our shores in both design and the art world. And this time we're pouring the drinks instead of dumping them in the harbor. Rebecca Hosack has a global reputation in the art world. She was the Australian cultural attaché in London before becoming a gallery owner there in 1988. It would not be a mistake to refer to Rebecca Hosack as the bloodhound of the art world because she has the uncanny ability to sniff out new contemporary artists. It's no secret that she's an animal lover either. You see it reflected in many of the artists she represents in her two galleries in London and in her first gallery here in the States, which I'm really excited about. So today we're going to visit the hip area in New York where it's located and explore the design and the art scene. I'm honored to have Laurie Carroll, the director of the Rebecca Hosack Art Gallery in New York, as our guest today on Decorating Tales. She's going to be our guide. So grab your dog and get comfortable because we'll be right back with Laurie Carroll to visit the Artistic Hounds in New York City.
Sit. Stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
Buster, you're telling me my dog food products can't go on your shelves?
That's right. Didn't pass one of my Petco certified nutrition checklists. Sorry, Wayne.
Who made these checklists?
Geniuses. Very smart guys.
Well, it's good enough for most grocery stores.
Do you see cheese puffs on my shelves? Mayonnaise? Soda pop?
No.
That's because I ain't running no grocery store, Wayne. Your pets will get better nutrition, I guarantee it. Petco, where healthy pets go.
Enter the code LUCKY10, L-U-C-K-Y, the number 10, and get 10% off any order. No minimum at Petco.com.
I play tennis because I love to. But inside, I want to win. Take away the court, the net. I might not be a player, but I'll always be a competitor. Lady Foot Locker understands that.
Lady Foot Locker, the first to carry Adidas off-court shoes and the gear that goes with them.
If you play your best, there's no regret.
Lady Foot Locker. One place, every woman.
Go to ladyfootlocker.com and enter the code AFPLR1LF to get 10% off any order of $50 or more. Or enter the code AFPLR2LF to get 15% off any order of $75 or more at ladyfootlocker.com.
Would you like your business to reach out and invite in our audience? We have a brand new trademark concept called InfoSeeds. InfoSeeds are short 20-second seeds of information about your place of business, practice, or service. It's the best, most cost-effective way to invite us in. We only have a limited number of slots left. For more information, visit the website
PetLifeRadio.com.
Click on sponsorship information. There you can listen to a sample of InfoSeed. Remember, only a limited number of opportunities are available.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's O-Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. O-Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, this is the place for a special paparazzi treat, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Decorating Tales with the Interior Design Hound on Pet Life Radio. I'm Cynthia Waldemeyer, and joining me now from the Rebecca Hosack Art Gallery in New York is Laurie Carroll. Hi, Laurie. Congratulations on the opening. Welcome to Decorating Tales. First, let's start with the most important facts, Lori. Tell us about your dog.
My personal dog?
Yes.
he's the best. I got him in November. His name's Freddie. I got him from New Yorkers for Companion Animals. And he was online, and he was under Pomeranian. But then when we got him, I wasn't entirely sure that he was full Pomeranian, so we did a DNA test on him. And it turns out that he's actually mostly Siberian Husky with a touch of Pom in him, so he looks like a miniature fox. So I was quite surprised that he's the light of our life.
Oh, that's great. That's quite a change from a Husky to a Pomeranian. That is so funny.
I know. He's so cute. And he's the official gallery dog and welcoming committee here.
Oh, how fun is that? I think that's awesome. Now, for those who are not familiar with New York, let's paint a picture of the Nolita area where the Rebecca Hosek Art Gallery is located. The neighborhood is just north of Little Italy. Describe it for us.
It's probably my favorite area in New York. It's great because most of the buildings, it's this like little oasis in kind of Soho, and it's all small buildings, so you can see the sky and all the trees are lining the streets, and it's completely dog friendly. Like I sit at the desk, and every day probably about 100 dogs go by in just all different shapes and sizes and breeds and everything. So
it's good
people watching, but it's also good dog watching.
That's great.
And it's just such a vibrant area. It's quite young, it's arty, but there's still some really nice, you know, there's loads of really nice shops, clothing shops. I think we're one of the only art galleries in the little area, which is great. And
I think it's
jewelry stores.
Yeah, I just love the area. There is absolutely nothing homogenized about the area. The boutiques still feel like what a boutique is supposed to feel like. It's not chain store or something that's gotten so large that you see it anywhere. Whoever's waiting on you likely owns the store. It's really got like a Left Bank vibe about the place, and it is totally pet friendly. I love it. And it's very close to Soho, too.
Yeah, it's about 2 blocks to Broadway. So then
right.
You can have the kind of busyness and the, you know, in England what we call high street stores, so like the big chain stores, and then you can just cross over Broadway and then you're, you know, on Mercer and everything. But it's just like, it's really quiet here, which is nice.
Right, and the restaurants are fabulous.
So good. I still haven't tried them all, but I'm kind of making my way through. And it's really nice because we're only 2 blocks from the Bowery, so we're really close to the New Museum, and like all the, you know, kind of, there's a lot of art galleries on Bowery and amazing restaurants, and the Bowery Hotel is really cool. So yeah, right. We're in the best, Rebecca picked the best area, I think, for an art gallery.
She most certainly did. And it's an area that some people, if they don't get to New York often or aren't that familiar with New York City, might not realize that that's a really cool up-and-coming place, both design shops as well as clothing shop. So tell us how long the gallery has been open.
We officially opened on May 9th with Peter Clark's show, and it's been amazing since then. We've had so many people coming in. We're close to the Crosby Street Hotel, and Peter has a lot of work up in the hotel, so they've been sending people over. So it's been, I mean, we've only been open for, I guess, less than a month, and it's just been amazing so far, and everyone's really embraced us in the neighborhood. Everyone's happy that we're here, so it's been a good few weeks.
And I'm sure that they love the work by Peter Clark. Now, before we get into Peter, you mentioned the Crosby Street Hotel, which is also another British invasion.
Yes.
So Peter's kind of a Manhattanite favorite already. For those of you that aren't familiar with the Crosby Street Hotel, it is a boutique hotel that has an absolutely perfect pedigree, if you will. First of all, their logo is a dog. It's a spaniel. So it's a very hip boutique hotel that was created by Tim and Kit Kemp, who are from London, the Firmdale Group. And it's right in the heart of the Soho District. And when you enter the lobby, you're welcomed by a few stray dogs right off the bat. There's 2 life-size papier-mâché dog sculptures created by artist Justine Smith. And then there are canines all over in the collection, which I think Kit Kemp picked personally. And of course, Peter Clark has his Dachshund collage hanging right on the wall in the lobby, and there are other artworks of his there as well. So it's an awesome spot just to wander in, even if you're not staying there. So I'm glad you brought that up. Now, your opening exhibit was aptly titled Hot Dog, and it was Peter Clark. So tell us about the opening and some of the pieces that you had in it.
We had, the opening was on May 9th, and we had up for the initial hang, bulldogs, poodles, greyhound, two French bulldogs, a dachshund that actually had bits of New York City in the collage, went right away. Schnauzer, pugs, you know, he also does these steel sculpture that we had on the floor, and those are of dachshunds and schnauzers. And right. Two of them are actually flocked in royal blue, and I think that was for the royal wedding. That's what I've heard. But
that's so funny. Well, I first encountered Peter's work way back in 2004, and it was in Chicago when I attended SOFA, the International Exhibit of Sculpture Objects and Functional Art. And when I came around the corner, when you're at a big exhibit like that, it was so busy. I came around the corner. It was one of those things where I just stopped in my tracks. I could not. It was just amazing. Well, first of all, I'm a dog lover, but so many times when you see dog artwork, you can tell if someone loves dogs and likes the animals because it's reflected in their work. And Peter is what I call a junkyard dog. He is a professional scavenger. He doesn't paint with paints. I can't even call his work collage, which is how some people refer to it. He literally paints with the most bizarre collection of found paper that he reuses. It's just amazing. And I have a Scotty dog. So, of course, when you go and you look closer at his artwork, you start seeing all the little bits of scraps. And, of course, the Scotty dog was made out of a lot of it was maps of Scotland. So, I mean, there was a bulldog that had on his nose was created from the ex-prime minister. So it was just hilarious. You just look at all the little pieces. So tell us about some of the crazy, you mentioned in New York on the dachshund, some of the crazy papers that he used in some of the artwork.
You mentioned one of the prime ministers. So I think so far the bulldogs that I've seen of Peter's, they always have Winston Churchill in the nose.
Exactly.
It's kind of a theme with him. One of my favorites is for the hot dog show. He actually made a hot dog, one of the collage pieces.
And
it's amazing. And that's my favorite. And in the bun, there's all little pictures of small dogs, but sitting on top of the bun is a color picture of a dachshund. So it's a hot dog on top of a hot dog.
Right. Of course, the Brits refer to them as sausage dogs rather than hot dogs.
Right. Or wiener dogs.
Exactly.
You know, and he did a schnauzer that has kind of a American feel. One of its ears is a folded over American flag. And then it has also music script as the beard. The French bulldog has maps of France on it. You know, he's kind of sort of tries to pick a theme and inspiration, and he tries to gather all the pieces of paper for it. But if you just kind of look at the pieces, and every time I look at them, I see something new in them, a new little detail that he's done, and it's just the kind of, you're always finding little hidden bits that he's put in. And he does have a sense of humor. He puts kind of little things that you'll find funny, and with the poodle, he's put kind of custards as the fluffy bits around the legs, you know. It's, you know, he's amazing. I don't know how he does it. I would love to see him work one time and see how. I think the longest process of the whole thing is collecting all the pieces of paper and memorabilia and maps and everything, and then he goes to it and creates these dogs that they're made from collage, but they look so lifelike. You know, he really captures each breed and all their quirks and everything.
He does. It's amazing, the personalities. The one piece that sticks out that I saw back in 2004, it was a Cocker Spaniel in a show cut, what we would describe as a show cut, but the piece had so much movement and you could see the fur, and the whole thing was made out of postage stamps. It was just absolutely awesome. And it was American postage stamps, actually. So it probably was done for this market. But it is like I Spy. The more you look at his work, the more you see. And his wacky sense of humor, I understand that when he creates these pieces, he blares Dylan music at a very high decibel. He's just crazy. But when you look at these pieces, I saw one once that was entitled Hell's Angels. And I can't remember if it was the jacket or a motorcycle, because he's done both. This is kind of of off the dog subject. But when I looked at it, it was so neat. I thought, wow, that's just a riot of Hell's Angels. And then you look, well, it had like pieces out of a hymnal, pieces out of a Bible. I mean, it had like all the papers were just hilarious. I've seen, you mentioned sheets of music. I've seen cigarette packages, matchbook, envelopes, old letters, photographs. It's just really fun to see what he comes up with. It's just a lot of fun.
It's quite nice, too, because when people do ask for commissions, I think he really wants to get to know the person. And if they are doing a dog, then the person's dog, the personality, you know, get photos of the dog. And then it's really nice because you can put your own memorabilia into them. So, you know, like maybe a map of where your house is or, you know, old photos or anything. He'll incorporate that into the commission. So it's like a real personal piece.
Right.
So he does that as well. But yeah, he's a genius.
Right. And he's probably up for the hoarder show because I can't imagine his stash of paperwork and things that he uses in his collages.
I would love to see his studio.
Wouldn't you? Actually, there was a spread in a German publication, a dog publication in Germany, where they actually visited his home and took some pictures, and it was absolutely beautiful. I wrote about it before on an Interior Design Hound. It showed him working on a piece, but it was a close-up shot, so you really didn't get to see his studio. But I think some forerunners, probably for his sculptures, were done in cardboard or paper. Dogs were around on the floor. And, of course, he has dogs, and one of them was a puppy at the time, and it was absolutely adorable. It looked like a Scotty, but it could have been a Schnauzer. But that's too fun. We're going to continue talking with Laurie Carroll on Decorating Tales right after this message.
Sit. Stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
Love your pets but wish their medications were a lot less expensive? They are at 1-800-PetMeds. You'll not only save on flea and heartworm medications, but on prescriptions for arthritis, incontinence, thyroid, and more. And you get fast service, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, our licensed pharmacists ensure accuracy, monitor drug interaction, and more. See why over 5 million people have trusted their pet's health to 1-800-PetMeds, America's largest pet pharmacy. Call now or order online.
Go to 1-800-PetMeds.com/decoratingtales, Decorating Tales, T-A-I-L-S, to get 10% off any order and free shipping on orders of $39 or more at PetMeds.com.
There's a movement afoot, ShoeBuy.com. Join the millions of people who shop ShoeBuy.com's over 400 brands and 500,000 products. Order now and get free shipping and free return shipping. ShoeBuy.com, the world's greatest shoe store.
Walk your dog in style and comfort. Enter the code LUCKY, L-U-C-K-Y, at checkout and get a 10% discount plus free shipping at ShoeBuy.com.
I don't make any decisions about who to hire without going to Angie's List first.
You'll find reviews on home repair to healthcare written by people just like you.
With Angie's List, I know who to call, and I know the results will be fantastic.
Angie's List, who you can trust.
Go to AngiesList.com/decorating and get 25% off any subscription. That's AngiesList.com/decorating, DecorATing.
New York, the glitz, the glamour, the exciting Mutt-tropolis, the sparkling kitty city that never sleeps. Join us each week for Pets in the City with your host, Diane West. Celebrity pet sightings, hot events, and news and reviews with the hottest movers, shakers, and tail waggers in New York. So take a bite out of the Big Apple with Pets in the City every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Decorating Tales with the Interior Design Hound. Today we've got a special guest from New York, Laurie Carroll. She's the director of the new Rebecca Hosek Gallery in New York, and we're talking about their first exhibit, which was Hot Dogs by Peter Clark. Tell us about how you go about hanging pictures and installing an exhibition in a gallery. Are there tips that you can give people that are hanging artwork in their home?
My one tip is don't hang it too high.
Right.
I just working in the gallery world for a while, like you go into people's homes and to hang a piece if they've asked you to, and you can see which ones they've hung, and a lot of people just kind of hang them up a little too high. So I just kind of say, you know, when you hold a piece and if you're looking kind of into the middle of it, you know, that's probably where it should be. But my great coworker James from the gallery in London, he's been absolutely amazing. I think he's been coming to New York almost every 2 weeks to help me set up the gallery and then flying back to London. He's been the official show hanger. So he, you know, he's been drilling into the walls. And another safety tip is, you know, always use screws. It's better to be safe than sorry to when you're putting pieces in. Don't put them in like flimsy little nails or something because you don't want it to come down.
But
so far, so good. James is a master hanger, so
appreciate
him coming over.
That's great. And, you know, we have something each radio show. I try to ask the guests what their pet peeve is. So I'm going to say that's your pet peeve, not to hang the artwork too high. And that's a great tip that it should be more at eye level. Or if you're sitting in a chair, you know, you have a side table and you have a lamp. If it's 3 feet above your head, you can't sit there and enjoy the piece there. So it's
exactly.
Pretty much, common sense. But if you flip through, even sometimes in the shelter publications or decorating magazines, you can see them hung a little bit high, but for the most part, you know, they're hung at eye level because you want to enjoy them. What about people that, let's get back to Peter. So I didn't even realize that he actually would do custom work for people if they wanted their own dog. I think that's pretty exciting. Has anyone in New York ordered a custom piece yet from Peter?
We have a list of people who are kind of wanting to know more about it and, you know, kind of going on the list. We had a guy in here who wants to maybe have a commission of a pig.
Right.
Because he collects pig memorabilia. So
right.
We showed him a photo of a hog that Peter had done and he was so excited about it. We've had a guy come in from a dog food company, actually. I think he wants to commission a piece of his dog for his company. So it's been really great so far that people have been wanting to do commissions from him. We actually delivered one that he sent over with the shipment of all his other work to a lady, I think in the Upper West Side, and she had two of her beagles done. And it was one of the best pieces. Yeah, it was great because it had two dogs in the piece.
Right.
So it was amazing, and I think he really captured her pups.
Right. And he has been with Rebecca for a very long time. What I have noticed, she has such a tremendous reputation and has been at this for such a long time. Her point of view is so strong that not only does she have the art part of it down, but she understands the promotion, the business, and she really nurtures artistic talent. And she's so fun. I read about her crazy, she had a royal wedding party at one of her galleries in London. And I think it was Charlotte Coy was the artist who had these it was just in her style, King Charles Cavaliers pictures in their red suits. And then she had crazy mugs. And it was just some crazy gallery party that they had, a street fair party for the royal wedding. And she's always doing, it's not a stuffy art gallery. None of hers are. She's always doing fun things. And matter of fact, your opening looked absolutely wall-to-wall packed. Where people of all ages and all lifestyles come in to see the work. And I think that's one of the more interesting things about her. And she also, of course, loves dogs, and it's very obvious.
I think she's when she was in New York, I've never seen someone so excited about French bulldogs. I think that might be her favorite one. Because New York, I think the most popular dog here is French bulldogs, and Rebecca was just going crazy every time she saw them.
And that's funny because Peter does a lot of French bulldogs in his artwork, and they're terrific. Now, she also had an opening recently, in the last several months, I believe, in London, with Ian Penny. And had the A to Z dogs. So I'm hoping she brings him over. It actually had the entire alphabet series. Everyone was a different dog.
That was Rob Clark.
Was it Rob Clark?
Rob Clark,
yeah. Oh, yes, it was. Ian Penny is the one that's coming in your next show that has some paper.
Yeah, he does cut paper. Right. But Rob Clark actually popped into the gallery 2 days ago. And because I've only just started working, I'm not familiar with our artists by face yet.
Right.
And he popped in and he was visiting New York. And I got so excited because I'm such a fan. And he's might do a portrait of Freddie for me as well. We actually have quite a lot of his pieces downstairs. I think we have A to Z, all frame pieces, so we might do a little show later in the year or early spring, but we have them and we're ready to go with it.
Oh, I love his work. I love his work of all of his dogs. What you really need to do is do a blowout when Westminster is there in February. That's when everyone does the dog.
Oh, that's a really good idea, actually.
All the dogs things. But I love Robert's A to Z. And I love, I saw the most beautiful, intricate cut paper piece of Ian's of a dog. And I just absolutely adored it. So that is your next show is going to involve a few artists, isn't it?
We have a show coming up called Mott Street in July, mm-hmm. and all of our artists have done a piece for it. So I think I'm just looking at Ian Penny's right now. There is a dog involved and flower carts, and it's amazing. It's red.
Right.
And so everyone's done a piece for it.
Well, that'll be great so everyone can see all the artists, because the other thing that's great about Rebecca is she represents so many different artists that if someone is looking for a piece, just because it's not necessarily on exhibit at the time, you have access to all that information and all those artists.
Yeah, I think it's probably going to be one of the most fun shows that we're going to do, just because everyone's done such amazing pieces for it. Peter's wife, who's also an artist, she embroiders, and she did a monkey that's been embroidered with tattoos all over it, but they all have to do with New York, so she has like a New York Yankee symbol, and then in kind of tattoo script, Mott Street, Elizabeth Street, Prince Street, all the names of the streets around the gallery, and it's amazing. So it's going to be such a great show. Our next show actually coming up in June is another artist called David Bromley from Australia. And he does nudes and butterflies, and that's going to be a really bright, pop-arty, fun show as well. I think Rebecca's just really about fun. That's why I love working here. Everything's colorful. Everything's energetic. She's such an amazing person. She just kind of oozes happiness and energy and fun. And so
she throws an awesome party.
She does. We have the party for Peter's show was so much fun. I think everyone had a really good time. People were spilling out onto the streets and it was such nice weather. And it was really great.
That is great. And she's originally from Australia.
She is. Yes.
So her connections all across Europe are amazing, but she always has done shows here in the United States in the past, but to have a permanent presence with a gallery in New York is really exciting. The other thing that I love about her is she has such a strong point of view and finds these artists, like I referred to her as the bloodhound of the art world. She doesn't follow trends, which I think is why her gallery is still here and it's been around since the late 80s, her two in London, because a lot of other galleries just don't have their feet firmly planted in a strong point of view, and they've come and gone. Unfortunately, the recession has not been kind to a lot of galleries. But the artists that she picks out, I just simply adore. And of course, there are so many of them that are dog related. Now, what advice would you give someone if they come in the gallery who is new to the art world and might just be starting to collect, likes dogs, doesn't really know that much about it? What advice can you give them, Laurie?
My one piece of advice for anyone is just buy what you love. If something just attracts you instantly and, you can afford it, or I think it's meant to be. That you can tell when people come in the door and there's kind of like a little chemistry between them and the piece. I always just say, buy what you love. That's the best way to start a collection, I think, because you'll have it forever. So I think that's the best thing to do, is because if you're into dogs or not, or, you'll find an artist that fits. And a lot of people are just kind of repeat buyers. Like a lot of Peter's clients, they have tons of his pieces. So I think, buy what you love, and stick with it.
I think that's good advice, and that's great decorating advice as well. The other Peter doesn't just do dogs. I mentioned about his motorcycles before. He does do other works as well. I remember his paper dresses from the first time that I saw his work. And I've noticed now that he's combining the fashion work that he did with the dogs. So there will be like a dress and then a dog. As a matter of fact, I think it was a French bulldog beneath the dress. And so how large are those pieces?
I have one right next to me right now. The dress, and it's a dress and a British bulldog, is 63 by 43 inches. So it's quite big, and it's framed in a Perspex box because the dress is quite 3D. I mean, the way he folds the paper and makes it look like an actual dress is mind-boggling.
Right.
And then we also have the sister piece to that one, which is the same size, and it's a suit made out of maps with a shirt underneath the suit as well, and that's with French bulldog.
Right.
They're kind of
the one I thought was called Girls Will Be Girls. What is the other one titled?
Daddy's Girl.
Daddy's Girl. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very great. Now, I know that we mentioned all the dogs walking. For people that want to visit the area in New York, it is a very pet-friendly area. Any advice for anyone that's coming to travel and is going to bring their dog with them when they go shopping and eating through the Nolita area and stop in to see you?
The one thing I can say is all the shops around here are dog friendly. I mean, a lot of the shops have dogs. There's a shop down the street that has a black Pomeranian, which has become friends with Freddie. the only thing about New York, which is different to London, is you're really not allowed to take dogs into restaurants.
Right.
And I thought when summer came around that you would probably let them be in outdoor seating. Some restaurants let you still have the dog outside, some don't. So you just kind of have to, if you're traveling with your dog, maybe call ahead if you have a certain restaurant in mind and see if they let you have the dog in the outside bit. Other than that, you know, like there's so many dog runs in New York. Like Washington Square Park is my favorite dog run. It's one of the biggest. And there's such a variety of dogs, it's just fun to go sit there. And then the West Side Park, where by the West Side Drive, is amazing for dog walking because you're right next to the river. The only thing I would say is I always carry dog wipes with me, so when I pick Freddie up to get in a cab, I can wipe his feet before he gets his dirty paws all over my white shorts for the summer.
Right, but, right.
Always carry doggy wipes, that's my one tip, but other than that, it is a city, so the pavement can be a little bit dirty, but it's super dog friendly. Like all the shops in New York, when you go into them, everyone has dog treats.
That is awesome. And city living with a dog is totally different than if you're out in the burbs or have a big backyard. I don't think that you're an official city dog owner until you've experienced chewing gum on the bottom of your dog's paw, which is not a pleasant experience. But you're right. It is something to think about, especially if you bring your dog, because it's a totally different environment. But it can be very welcoming, and I know New Yorkers love dogs. Well, Lori, I'm so excited that you were able to visit with us today. I really appreciate it, and I wish you all the best at the gallery. And I want to thank you for telling us about Peter Clark's work. And you can find out more information on the Rebecca Hosek Gallery. What is your website that they can look up?
It's www.r-h-g.com.
Okay, that is terrific. And if you want more information on pet-friendly decorating, please visit theinteriordesignhound.com. You'll find loads of pet-friendly pictures, information, links about my favorite subject, good design with a canine twist. Don't forget to drop me a line at cynthia@petliferadio.com if you have comments, ideas, questions about designs, or have a serious decorating dilemma. We just might use it on the show. I want to thank all of you for listening and for sharing a part of your day with Decorating Tales on Pet Life Radio. Later, I've got to let the dog out.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.